Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like my written testimony, obviously, to be a part of the record.
Without objection, so ordered.
And most of the committee knows AOPA. We are probably equivalent on the earlier panel of the Air Transport Association, except we represent general aviation owners and pilots. To take one of their questions from Congressman Sandlin, I would like to say that I would easily work for $5 million a year, but my members don't pay me that much, at least this year. We offer a great deal of sympathy, not only from our organization, but our international affiliates, and there are 52 of those around the world, also send our condolences to those on both the airplanes and on the ground that suffered during this recent tragedy. Our association and others at this table have walked a very fine line during this last 2 weeks. It's been the balance between our constituents, just like your constituents, who are saying, get us back in the air, and at the same time, the balance between national security interests. And pardon me a little bit today if I cross that line in my zealous attempt to try to represent our membership. Like Mr. Poberesny, I certainly congratulate the FAA Administrator, Secretary Mineta. They have already talked to you in previous panels, in previous days. They have been wonderful in keeping us informed and representing us in terms of restoring our role in the air transportation system. At the same time, they have had to report to a higher authority. The decisions are not just those of the FAA or the DOT as in the past, but they're on high-level government officials like the National Security Council and others. And part of our problem in trying to come up with solutions to get us back in the air is not understanding totally, as you discussed on the earlier panel, all the threats that they are trying to protect the public from. And as we look at this at this higher authority they've been reporting to, shame on us, all of us at this table that represent general aviation, because once again, it's little understood. I don't mean by this committee, I don't mean by the people who represent these interests, but the general public, the news media, and obviously those people that Secretary Mineta and Administrator Garvey are going to do not understand the business and recreational flying, the scope of this industry. Flight training, as EAA stated, a huge industry, but not just for civilian pilots who will eventually become the Captain Dwayne Wirth of the world, but also for the military. A member who runs a flight school in Rifle, Colorado said, we train military pilots. Isn't it odd, while all these flight schools have been grounded, we're at war, the president says, and the very Air Force pilots we're supposed to train can't go up and take lessons from us. Critical medical missions, aerial survey work, pipeline patrol, ferrying checks, banner towing, ag spraying, news and traffic reports. 65% of general aviation is used for business or public service. At 5,300 public use airports, the airlines, which we talked about in the previous panel, 650 airports. There are more than 200,000 civil aircraft on the registry. 92% of these are general aviation. And I'm not talking about big airplanes. I'm talking about four-place, single-engine airplanes with an average age of about 34 years, with a cost that equals today's new car or SUV. Weight, speed, payload, momentum, about the same as a car. 635,000 licensed pilots, 500,000 plus of these fly general aviation airplanes. This tragedy, airline security was breached. We heard it earlier. Four air transport aircraft were used as weapons of destruction. However, the last segment to return to our skies is general aviation. This system, this infrastructure that I talked about. Here's where we stand as we are right now. The airlines were flying within days. There are two key exclusionary zones, 25-mile radius around Washington National and JFK. There are no GA operations within these zones. No general aviation whatsoever. The next segment to fly was charter. Then by the end of the week, instrument flights. But understand, only 15% of all licensed pilots, all that 635,000 pilots, are current to fly on instruments. And until last Friday, there was no flight training at all, no visual flight rules flying for the other 85%. Both allowed at that time, last Friday, But in our 28 big cities where we have an airspace called Class B, there is no VFR flying there. Trapped are over 41,000 aircraft that cannot be flown at 282 public use airports. Now, AOPA's primary efforts and the things we call on you as you deliberate and go forward and talk to the agencies involved is to open this Class Bravo airspace, these 28 cities. There are places like Denver, Seattle, other cities. Reduce the size of the ring in these restricted areas. And there are others that need relief too, aerial surveys, banner towers, traffic reporters, pipeline patrol. And as Tom said, flight training. AOPA has looked at the flight training institutions. We have 55,000 members that are flight instructors. And we are going to offer, as we did in our testimony, to the committee, a bill which we would like to see entered, which is an economic relief for these affected by the general aviation interests. We're not having our hand out like the airlines. Within 24 hours of this tragedy, general aviation didn't say it's going to be $24 billion in losses in the next year. These are mom and pop operations. They're in many of your districts in which they are operating on slim margins for their love of aviation. So what we did last week was we looked through the FEMA and the Small Business Administration kinds of activities that are used during hurricanes and floods, and we said there's already plenty in place to take care of these businesses. Let's just add aviation. No, their buildings weren't destroyed, but the airspace that they fly in was taken away. Over the past 2 weeks, I've been asked on numerous occasions about the future. You know what? I'm optimistic. Rest assured that GA may become even a more viable transportation mode in the future. But we stand as an organization, as you know, Mr. Chairman, in the past, to offer solutions to issues involving security, the pilot licensing, airspace, and other concerns, and going ahead from this disaster that occurred on September 11th.
I thank